Welcome to episode 2.5 of the Data Are Sexy podcast. This episode is entitled The Data Compass, Your Strategic Map to Leadership Mastery. Today, we explore the intricacies of understanding data essentials without drowning in technical jargon. This episode explores the world of making informed decisions, guiding business leaders through the process of analyzing and utilizing data effectively. Welcome to Data Are Sexy, the podcast that boldly proclaims the allure of data. I'm Tara Kenyon, your host, and I've dedicated the majority of my career to quantitative risk and data analytics and strategic and capital planning. While these fields may not be as sexy or glamorous as Idris Elba or Gal Gadot, I am deeply passionate about assisting executives in harnessing the power of their data, not only to compete with analytics, but to absolutely dominate their markets with data-driven strategies that turn data into profits. Join me on this journey as we discover how to leverage data to turbocharge your business's prosperity, all while relishing extraordinary benefits. Now that's sexy. In this episode, we'll explore the essentials of data navigation, offering insights beyond coding complexities. While the claim to unveil all data access secrets might be ambitious, our focus is on practical strategies and the importance of data quality. It's not anything miraculous. Rather, it's a step toward mastering the art of turning data into actionable insights. Join me to discover practical applications, moving beyond theory into tangible leadership skills. Last season, we covered the story of Florence Nightingale. That was episode 1.04 about how to be a diva, the acronym for an expert in data insights, visualization, and analytics. Nightingale was a pioneer in the field of nursing during the 19th century, but beyond her contributions to healthcare, she was also a trailblazer using data to drive decision-making. During the Crimean War, she recognized the significance of sanitation in preventing diseases among soldiers. To convey her findings, as we showed in last season's episode, Nightingale didn't rely solely on words. Instead, she utilized innovative data visualization techniques, creating what is now known as the Coxcomb, or Polar Area Diagram. Through this individual representation, she effectively communicated the significance of improved sanitation practices, showcasing a stark contrast in mortality rates before and after implementation. This historical case study brings the power of data visualization to life. Nightingale's pioneering use of visuals not only revolutionized healthcare, but it also serves as a testament to the enduring influence of data in shaping critical decisions. As we continue with this episode, we'll draw inspiration from Nightingale's approach, exploring how effective data visualization can transform your understanding and decision-making in the business realm. Let's shift now to the heart of this episode, where we unravel the foundational principles of navigating your data landscape. Imagine this as your compass, guiding through the vast sea of information. Although in this podcast, we talk about gaining a fundamental understanding of data essentials, exploring strategies to access data effectively, and mastering the basics of organization and preparing data for successful visualization, today we're going to focus on recognizing the significance of data quality. Quality data is the cornerstone of astute decision-making. A critical aspect of data quality is not just about having vast amounts of data, it's about ensuring their accuracy, completeness, and relevance. Think of it as tending to a garden. You want healthy, thriving plants, not weeds. Data quality involves cleansing, validation, and maintenance. The well-known phrase, garbage in, garbage out, resonates here. Your visualizations are only as robust as the data they represent. Allow me to illustrate the importance of data quality with the classic case study of NASA's Mars Climate Orbiter mission. In late 1998, NASA launched the spacecraft to study the Martian climate, atmosphere, and surface changes. But about 10 months after the orbiter was launched, through thruster firings, NASA placed the probe at what it calculated as the optimal position for entering orbit around Mars as an altitude of about 160 kilometers. That's right at about 100 miles. At that altitude, the orbiter was to skim through Mars's upper atmosphere, gradually moving down to an altitude of 110 kilometers or 68 miles, with 80 kilometers or 50 miles being the absolute minimum that the probe could be positioned and still survive the insertion into Mars's orbit. However, on September 23, 1999, communication with the craft was permanently lost. To this day, we are not certain where the Mars Climate Orbiter went. We do, however, know why it vanished. In trying to determine what happened, NASA discovered that when communication was lost, the spacecraft was on a trajectory that would have taken it within only 57 kilometers or 35 miles of the surface, well below the safe minimum. The trajectory was way too steep. The cause? Well, the ground software supplied by Lockheed Martin calculated the thruster firings produced in something called pound force seconds, which is an imperial unit of measure used in the United States. The trajectory calculation software supplied by NASA used these results to update the predicted position of the orbiter. The problem here was that NASA software used something called Newton seconds, which is a metric unit of measure, not pound force seconds, as Lockheed Martin did. Consequently, NASA's thrust firings to get the Mars Climate Orbiter into a gradual trajectory was incorrect by a factor of 4.45. Thus, the trajectory was tragically steep, so the spacecraft was either destroyed in the Martian atmosphere or bounced off of it and re-entered space. The total cost of the mission was $327.6 million U.S. dollars in 1999. Today, as we record this in early 2024, that cost due to the cumulative rate of inflation tops over $600 million. NASA does not place the responsibility on Lockheed Martin for the mission lost. Instead, NASA itself said that it was at fault for failing to make the appropriate checks and tests that would have clearly caught the imperial unit versus metric unit problem. Imagine if NASA had addressed the data quality issue beforehand. This real-life case study emphasizes the need for meticulous attention to detail in your data landscape. Why is data quality crucial? It forms the bedrock of trust in your analyses. Ensuring data accuracy and reliability empowers leaders to make decisions based on a solid foundation. The lesson here extends beyond avoiding errors. It's about fostering a culture of precision where data are revered for their role in steering business toward success. As we navigate the vast map of data, let's draw inspiration from the words of renowned statistician and author W. Edwards Deming. He said, "In God we trust, all others must bring data." So this lighthearted reminder underscores the importance of relying on tangible evidence in decision-making. Just as a navigator needs a compass, leaders require reliable data to guide their course. So trust in the power of data, for it is your compass in the unpredictable nature of business. Here's a practical exercise for you. Take a recent decision or challenge you've encountered and apply the principles we've explored in this episode. Consider how ensuring data quality could enhance your approach. Reflect on the outcomes and, if possible, share your insights with a colleague for additional perspectives. This exercise will not only solidify your understanding, but also bring real-world applicability to the concepts we discussed today. And remember that the simplicity of these practices belies their profound significance. By integrating these principles into your decision-making process, you're not just navigating data, you're steering your company with purpose and clarity. Embrace the joy of applying your newfound skills, and with each successful implementation, you'll gain confidence in your ability to transform data into a powerful ally. So, be assured, knowing that you now possess the tools to navigate data with skill and finesse. Thanks for joining me today on the Data Are Sexy podcast. If you'd like to learn more about data visualization, check out my online course called Data Visualization Mastery, presented by Kintera Analytics. You can find it directly on Kintera's Teachable website, which is Kintera, kentara.teachable.com. Or if you'd like a deep discount, go to kintera-analytics.com/courses, where you can see this and other courses on business science, data visualization, and data-rich leadership. You can reach out directly to me via my website at tarakinyon.com. So see you on the next episode, and thank you for sharing your time with me today. I really appreciate it.